Fish Pier report.
So we recently received notice from the EDA that we did get the $830,000 grant. So looks like we're going to be able to push ahead with that project. So it's a very lengthy process. So in the next, well, still another minimum of a year before we can even break ground. So
light at the end of the tunnel.
That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're waiting right now for a phone call from the EDA to go over everything with their engineer, their project manager. Once we get that phone call, then hopefully the paperwork will start to be pushed through to us. The city will sign it, send it back to them. Then at that point, it's a very long process. So what's going to have to happen is we're going to have an independent estimate completed on the scope of work that we want to complete over there. That will serve as a baseline for when we put it out to bid for the engineering of the project. And it has to be within 15% of that baseline. And whoever does that baseline cannot bid on it because obviously they have intimate knowledge of the numbers involved. So that's proving to be a little difficult because everybody wants to bid on it. So.
And everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, small town, small
state. What's the time
limit
on spending the...
It's going to be most likely 3 years.
3 years, okay.
I've spoke with MDOT, and they seem to think that sometimes they're, you know, pretty... If we need an extension, then we need an extension. He's heard they're pretty good about it. And then after the engineering's complete, then we need to put it out to bid for a general contractor to oversee the whole project. So that's when the fun begins. So that process takes a minimum of a year. And the way I see it, starting next week, we need to be, you know, pushing ahead hard. But, you know, we're at the mercy of the EDA, you know, our grantors.
Nice. Yeah, and it is not unusual for grants to get extensions because they don't want to give hundreds of thousands of dollars away and have something fail. So
yeah.
They tend to be...
There's more funds available than this, that, though, too, right?
What do you mean?
From DOT, they pledged money.
They pledged $250,000.
Yeah.
And that's all they've told us that they have pledged.
And is that included in the 830 or no?
That is not included in the 830.
Okay.
We have a total of, including city money, EDA, Northern Borders, and MDOT, 1.66.
Right.
And it's going to be awful close on being able to complete what we want to complete over there.
Nice.
My gut feeling is we might have to de-scope one line item. So just keep that in the back of your head.
Okay. Hey.
I don't want to go over budget, period. End of story.
Yeah.
So.
What's the, with the dredging, whatever was the outcome of that, or what is the
There
plan?
Is no outcome right now. The plan is once we get the ball rolling, we'll be talking to the engineers. Hopefully the engineering firm would most likely subcontract Bud Brown, the person that's been shepherding our permit process, you know, the whole way. Odds are we're going to have to do the gamble and spend that $120,000 out of our 1.66 to test it for biological and see if we can dump it in the dumping ground. If it does not pass, we won't get the permit. We can do one of two things. One is not dredge, and two is look for upland disposal. But as we already know, upland disposal is extremely expensive. So my guess is at that point, if it comes to that point, would look at maybe de-scoping that and possibly using those funds elsewhere at the fish pier. But we would have to, again, talk to the grantors.
Okay. Any other questions about the grant and the other monies?
So the other sampling come out fine.
Which sampling? At the fish pier?
Yeah.
So I guess a couple of years ago, they did a dredge plan with the Army Corps of Engineers. They pulled the samples, sent them to the Army Corps. They, at their lab, analyzed the samples, and that's when they came back with a letter stating that based on your samples, we want you to do a biological test. So if it were clean, nothing in it, then they might have come back and said, yep, you're all set.
That's when we were dumping snow there, though.
There's some heavy metals in there. I'm not a biologist, and I'm not a chemist, so I can't tell you what's good, what's bad.
What's the necessity for dredging?
But according to their specifications, it did not meet their criteria So that's why they're having us do the biological test.
The north side of the fish pier has really shoaled in. It's really shallow. Most of it's sand from the city dumping there. But it's now so shallow it's not usable for a lot of boats. It takes about a third of the pier.
Yeah. We tried to get them to stop dumping snow.
Because I took Ecolabs out and got samples last winter, and took them out again and got samples this spring.
That was for different projects that had to do with... Mm-hmm. You took them to the dumping ground, right?
Yeah.
So that was for the Searsport project. And then also, did you do any samples in Rockland Harbor at all?
Yeah, he told me he did.
Who? You didn't take them and
Bud
do
it. Bud Brown, no.
Okay, yeah. Bud Brown has done the sampling so far for our project.
Yeah.
As far as the project over at, across the way from us, Trident Marine, they've applied for permits, but I don't think they've started any testing phase. I don't think they have their dredge plan back from the Army Corps yet, or at least I don't see any email traffic on it.
He was going to try to lump both sampling projects together.
It would have saved us a good amount of money, like $20,000. Mm-hmm. But we city council opted not to.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions about the grant monies?
We did have to pave over at the fish pier. That was about $22,500. The reason being is because they just literally couldn't use the deck anymore.
Where was it?
Fish Pier.
And you just paved it, right?
Just paved it. Not the whole deck, but, probably two-thirds of it anyway.
And you have plans already. You have got plans in order for the Fish Pier. Are they still out there? I don't remember what the plan is.
We have preliminary engineering drawings from quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what we're basing. We pulled out some of those projects. And that's what we've based this new rehabilitation project on. Mm-hmm. It's probably a third of the whole project as they engineered it. But it just came down to money,
Yeah. Yeah,
but they're gonna want all new engineering.
Those engineering plans are not all inclusive. They don't specifically state what a contractor needs in order to complete the project correctly. They're not that in depth.
We did pay for them.
I'm pretty sure that was a grant.
Yeah, we got a bunch of grants.
Yeah, but that was back in 2008.
Yeah.
So.
We did the dredging.
What's that?
We did, had plans done on the upper law, putting...
For the reefers.
That was part of that. And the deck.
Yeah, and the piles.
Piles and the dredging.
Yeah. According to the scope right now, it's some piling work, not all the piles, but the ones that desperately need to be replaced. Some of the cribbing, some of the whalers, some of the ladders, a couple of camels for the end. Dredging would be another line item. The deck, of course, which would be basically from the green shack down, would be reinforced concrete, and then up, from that point to roughly where the shack is would be asphalt. And then rebuild that portion that's fallen in over on the south side, and approximately $80,000 towards electrical work. And that electrical work is simply to replace as is, replace in kind.
There's nothing on the hill.
What's that?
Nothing up on the hill.
Nothing.
Not even
paid. Nope. I priced out putting gravel up there, and it was $30,000.
Yeah, that's a big spot. It is.
We just don't charge enough down there on the fish pier to be able to cover it. I'm hoping with this dredging, if we get the dredging done, then we can attract more people.
Any other questions on the grant?
That part of that fell in, that happened at the Patriot Station.
Yeah. Then they know that.
Yeah.
And why the city didn't go for FEMA money?
It was supposed to, but I think it got spent somewhere else.
Mm. When was that? When was the storm?
That was a long time ago. 10 years ago, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're smarter now, aren't we?
About a week ago on the fish pier, I think when the herring boats was coming in unloading, they were lighting up bricks of firecrackers, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is that now something they're doing to scare away?
They've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah. Do you know that you can hear that all through the city?
No, I can't.
You can't? Well, no, we're not talking.
I can hear it at sometimes at my office, yeah.
Because you can hear it all the way to the south end.
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
It works.
I'm sure it works. Yeah. I'm sure it works for you seagull lovers. And is it to scare the seagulls away? Because this is the first year I've heard.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Richard's seen it. There's so many seagulls down there when they're offloading. You almost literally can't walk down.
Yeah.
That they pretty much attack you. So.
The only game in town for them.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. Besides French fries.
All right. No, that's good to know.
Over at our pier, yeah.
Because people have been asking why the fireworks are going off. So now.
Yeah.
During the day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially people with animals.
It's not just
animals.
Here. I happened to be at Old Orchard the other day, and some little girl
wanted
to throw something, and then there was 100, and I'm like,
yeah.
Look out, everyone.
Understood. Okay. Any other questions about the grant monies?